Moving on to item nine. This is our pension administration system project update. We'll take up 9A first. So Gail, let me turn it over to you. And we'll start there.
Thank you. So back last, April of 2021, the board provided me with authorization to execute an agreement with Sagitech Solutions for a new pension system. Since that time, we started off very strong. We had good success with the project. And then Sagitech experienced some staffing issues and continued to experience some staffing issues and still has continued to experience some staffing issues. I think in large extent to what's happening out in the world with the Great Resignation, et cetera. They have been providing Sisera with updates. They have they provided us with the most recent update at the end of last week that previously they had put forth two subcontractors that they would utilize since they lacked internal staffing. One of those subcontractors was leaving the engagement unexpectedly. They did identify an internal resource that was on another California pension system project and had been on that project for a while that is being moved over. So it looks like there'll be one subcontractor, only one being utilized on this project. And then in addition to the staffing concerns, there has been concerns around the project schedule, that there's been some lengthier discussions around a new rebaselining of the schedule. And I will say that I would say that we're in the final steps of approving a new schedule. And we did invite Siegel as well as Sagitech and Icon. Icon is a provider of the data conditioning and cleansing consulting. And we invited them on site at Sisera. They have been here this week. We've had some very, very good discussions and meetings with them. I feel like everyone has completely recommitted to this project. And you know, as much as it's great to do virtual meetings, I think sometimes a face-to-face interaction can go a long ways. And so I would say that my feeling at this time is that we are getting this project back on track, that we are continuing to work through our issues with Sagitech. They seem to be open and willing to continue to commit to this project. We've had some good discussions with Siegel and Icon as well. So originally I had mentioned that from time to time that we will be providing project updates to the board. And so the last few months have been, I would say, bumpy with this project, but I would say in the last few weeks that we've made a lot of great effort and work in getting this project back on track. That's not to say that there's not, obviously still concerns, but I think that there's definitely a feeling that we're working more together than we are against each other. So that's always the direction that we want to go in, especially when we're working with our vendors. So I wanted to provide the board with that update. When it comes to costs, this is a not to exceed $13 million project with Sagitech. We have paid in approximately $1.8 million. We have around $175,000 in retention right now. So we are looking at a few month delay in going live. Fortunately, it isn't in the busiest season for us. So So at this time, I wanted to open it up to questions or comments that you might have for me before we go into the Siegel and Sagitech updates.
Jerry Holcomb, you have your hand up.
This is possibly a question that's better posed to Siegel, but are they satisfied enough using their somewhat inexact flagging method of changing their red flag on the basis of some of the activities that have happened in the past couple of weeks? Or do they still feel this project is in a red flag status?
So Siegel still feels that it's in a red flag status. They did recently provide me with an update, but they said that once the new schedule is approved, that that would be moving back to green.
So it's subject to approval that would change the flag status.
Right. And the reason why Siegel, and I'll have Siegel talk a little bit more about that, but the reason why that they had moved it to red was because we were currently operating without a current schedule because we were still working through that with Sagittech.
All right. Any other questions or comments for Gail on the report? I'm not seeing any hands up. So before I think our next item would be to turn it over to Jesse Rivera and Siegel. But before we do that, I want to, because we have Siegel and Sagittech on the line, I guess I'd want to say before we start and hand it over that there is no more important project that is pending before this board than this one. This is the most important project we have, and it needs to be successful in order for the agency to be successful in delivering the mission of timely payment of benefits to all members. And there, as I say, there's nothing more important on the docket, and every one of these board members is fully engaged and aware and following this. And so I want to encourage both Siegel and Sagittech that there's a lot riding on this. I know you know that, but I'm going to say it because it needs to be said, that there's nothing more important, and failure is not an option here as far as we're concerned. So that's certainly my view from the chair's position, but I think I am representing the sentiment of every board member on that item.
Hear, hear.
So thank you, David. So with that, we will turn it over to Jesse and Siegel.
Can you hear me okay?
Yep, now we can hear you. Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning, and hi, everyone. Thank you so much for the opportunity to present to you today. I know I'm an unfamiliar face, and Siegel. I know you know Chris Fikes and Sue Ziegler, but I'm looking forward to changing that unfamiliarity and being more familiar with all of you as we go through this project. Can we go to the next slide? So I'm taking the place of Sue Ziegler. She announced her retirement early April. She is still hanging on just as an on-call. She's completed a transition to me. I am full-time focused on this project. There's no project on my agenda that's more important than this project. And my focus is really to nail down this project plan in its final review, get it approved, and get moving and hitting the dates associated with the new rebaseline plan. So Sue's been great in doing the transition, and I'll be working with my colleague, Krishnarathi, as well as Chris Fikes, is gonna remain on the project in making sure we have what we need to get this project done. We have reviewed the Sagittech project plan, and we're feeling it is achievable. Can we go to the next slide, unless there's questions? So as I jumped on board, I really found that the teams were very engaged. I did understand that the project was missing some dates of the old plan. So she, Sarah, moved on, and Siegel and Sagittech moved on rebaselining the plan. And I've been focusing most of my time in studying that rebaseline plan to make sure it's going to be something that is achievable. Again, this is the Sagittech rebaseline project plan, and it does appear achievable. We have to hit the dates, and there are some challenges that we are working to address, and we feel we've addressed them pretty well. The plan is aggressive, but like I said before, I feel it is achievable. We're working with Sagittec to make sure there's not overlapping of CSERA resources. And let me explain what I mean by that a little bit. Overlapping of CSERA resources, the challenge that many projects of this size have is they have their day jobs. They have. So balancing those resources that have their day jobs, as well as the being in meetings, doing providing requirements, doing testing, it's a balance. So we're working closely with Sagittec and using schedule trackers to make sure that there's not that overlap and that the timelines are realistic with respect to what Sagittec has put on their project plan and something that we can respond at CSERA, the CSERA resources can respond effectively to. So that's what I mean by the project plan is aggressive, but we feel we have mitigation factors in place, so we're good to go there. There's another piece of the initiative, the data cleansing and conversion. I did analyze the project plan of that initiative, which is tied to the project. The data cleansing is not is somewhat separate, but obviously it's something that needs to happen to cleanse the data as best we can so that we can migrate the data effectively and calculations come up correctly. So I did notice they're loosely tied. We spent a lot of time the last month and the last couple of days in particular working with our vendor who is responsible for the data cleansing and conversion named ICON, and worked with them and Sagittec to line up the plans. And that's something that we're in the final stages of doing.
If I might, Mr. Chair, and Jesse, just to, as a someone with some experience with these projects, there are lots of different single points of failure, and data cleansing cannot be overestimated as a single point of failure. It will be something that will cripple this project if it's not done effectively. And basically, it means that whatever you're calling something in the current system has to be called at least the same thing in the other system, or there has to be some agreement or some rationalization of the data to make sure that you are, without boring everybody, comparing apples with apples. And if you're not, you will not get the same end result from the new system. And so when I see words like appears loosely tied and do not consistently align, it just sets off alarm bells for me, because those things have to be more tightly tied and have to be consistently aligned.
Could not agree with you more. The data is a critical aspect of what we're going to do, because if the data isn't right, obviously the calculations aren't going to be right. So there are a lot of meetings that we're having right now. They're very tedious. They're long. It's going through field level by field level, looking at the data, identifying things that may not make sense, and then coming up with a strategy of how are we going to cleanse that data moving forward, or what are we going to do to mitigate what issues that may come up because of that data not being correct. So a lot of time is being spent on that by CSERA resources and ICON. It's absolutely critical to tighten these plans. And we did get agreement from Sagittec and ICON to tighten them up so that we have a solid final plan. That's why we're in the final stages of review. We want to just tighten those last few details up and then just move forward.
Couldn't agree more. There are a lot of stakeholders in this project, and not the least of which, in fact, probably the most important, are the end users. And yes. They will never, should they never, ever be obligated to accept an answer regarding data of close enough. It can't be close enough. That's only good in, as I say, horseshoes and grenades. So it's got to be the same.
We're on the same page, Mr. Chair.
All right. Any other comments or questions for Jesse before he moves on? No? Go ahead.
All right. Next slide. Please. This is something I wanted to respond. I listened to a previous recording of one of the board meetings, and I did hear a request for slightly more detail on the project plan. And that's what you're seeing in front of you right now. This is the high level. I'm showing you what the original baseline dates are, what the new dates are, the main project that we're really focused on right now, you'll see in that phase five CORS implementation, that 11/16/23 date, all the dates are critical, but that 11/16/23 date is very key because that's the CORS platform. So I did want you to see that. And on the next slide, if I may.
Jesse, if I could just make one quick comment. You'd mentioned the original baseline and then what the dates are right now. These are still these dates have not been finalized, right. But these are the dates that we're currently possibly anticipating being in the new schedule. So I wanted to make that clarification.
Yeah, thank you, Gail. That's right. We are finalizing as we tie in the data conversion task into this project plan. But this is another couple layers down. The top, because there was additional detail that were requested. So I just delved into one of the more critical phases, phase five. And this is where you see the baseline date and the new dates. And you see some shifting that's happening within the project plan. I further drilled down into a pilot so you can see the different phases that we are working towards and completing and getting an idea of the detail. I go down to quite a few more detail levels than this, but I wasn't sure what the actual request was, if this is sufficient, or would you prefer the high level? Or if you have any questions on this, I'm happy to answer.
Well, speaking for myself, this is about the right level of detail for me, subject to any particular item getting questions and drill down. But I mean, in terms of a more granular understanding of the schedule, this is better than something generic or a Gantt chart that's just a bunch of bars.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Is there any other questions on the schedule?
I'm not seeing it. Oh, there's Jerry. You had.
I'm sorry. Just no. For our level, I don't, as a board member, don't want to be a project manager, and I'm not qualified to do that. That's why we have other individuals. And for our purposes, this is probably okay, although it makes me nervous that we get into this area, which I always dubbed 80% syndrome. And sometimes when people say, well, we're 80% done, it tells me that they really don't know where they are. So I'm hopeful, and I think I'm hearing, that the level of detail with regard to milestones and deliverables below our level is going to be considerably more granular, and that individuals will know exactly what went into the percentage then that's being presented to us.
Absolutely. I'm looking at this daily throughout the day, getting updated by Sagitech on a weekly basis as we have conversations throughout the week and in meetings throughout the week. This is going to be our lifeblood. This is going to get us to the end goal of delivering a solid pension administration system that's going to be relied upon for payments to retirees moving forward.
Quick question.
Yes, sir.
So looking at just the pilot demonstration time, it appears on a simple basis that the project will probably be delayed by about 6 months. Is that correct?
No, the project won't be delayed by 6 months. There's multiple streams that are going to be happening with different resources that will participate in those streams. So that's why the overall project we're looking, I think Gail mentioned, is looking at a couple months, 2 to 3 months delayed. I think it's closer to two.
Yeah, so David, on if you look at the schedule on the screen, you can look at the top line, phase five CORS implementation. The original schedule showed 9/5 of 23. Now the newly proposed date is November 16th of 23.
Okay, but looking at the pilot demonstration, you're talking about demonstration to the board or to the our members?
No, this is
looks like 10/22 now 3/23. So that looks like, you know, getting everything ready to go for a demonstration looks like it's going to be about 6 months, 5 to 6 months after the original thought.
And that pilot demonstration is an internal pilot demonstration to internal resources. That's only one pilot. There's multiple pilots, pilot two and pilot three. Those have to be completed before we do. And each one have their own respective demonstrations for internal staff to review before anything goes out.
And the project is layered in such a way that certain activities, you know, maybe, you know, we're looking at a scheduled delay right now of, you know, a little over 2 months, but there might be some activities that might be delayed 1 month and some might be 3 or 4 months, but the those additional months aren't adding to the months of the go live date. It's just kind of depending on the activity, but that's a good question.
So you're saying that the go live date you think will be delayed 2 to 3 months?
So the line of business, the go live with a new pension system would be the November 16 of 2023 date that's on here. That's the date that's currently being discussed. And then the member self-service portal, it's looking like right now, instead of January, that it'll be, I think it's mid-February.
That's right.
And our hope is obviously to get all of this done before we start processing, you know, our year-end processes, which we have a number of, as well as getting into all of those March retirements that we have.
Jesse, one of your earlier comments was, is this report adequate for our needs, or should we see something more complete or more detailed? One of the things that jumps out to me, and I use, for example, development phase pilot one, under the original plan, we were to be finished by May 20th under the new plan, which obviously now would be 100% had we met that test. Now the new plan is September 23rd. Our final column shows 71% complete. It would seem to me we could add one more column, which really helps focus on what we ought to be looking at, showing the variance from the original plan. So I assume that would be a negative 29%. Is that possible for future reports like this to add that column?
Sure, I'll take a look at that.
All right.
Jerry, you still raise your hand up?
Yes. Thank you. I posed this question to Gail earlier. In fairness, Jesse, it should be presented to you. Mm-hmm. Siegel at some point flagged this as a red flag project. What do you have to see that will enable you to move this back into a green status? What milestones have to be hit?
The milestones that have to be hit is the requirements and elaboration design phase. Those are critical milestones. I look at the entire project, all the dates that I see here are critical dates, but without the requirements, which really is conducted in the elaboration and design phase of each of these pilots that you see before you right now, those are critical path items that have to be completed.
So do you anticipate, I'm not going to hold you to a particular date, but when do you think you might be able to either hold this in a red status, or if there is such a thing as a yellow status, move it to yellow, or actually move it to green? Is it weeks away, months away? When do you think you might be able to make that decision?
No, I think that's within weeks away. We're finalizing the schedule right now. So we're in the process. That's one of the reasons we were meeting over the past couple of days, is to finalize this schedule and start proceeding, working on with this schedule. So I expect the status to go green, which is one of the reasons we're asking for a re-baseline plan, is to get a plan that we feel confident we can commit to. And that's what Sagitech has provided. And I believe, based on what I've reviewed thus far, that this is an achievable plan. So my expectation is that the project will go to green status within the next couple of weeks while we finalize the schedule. I'm not anticipating it to be changed significantly from what you see in front of you, but we are doing the final review and we want to get those data conversion tasks tied out make sure we're in alignment.
So not to nail you down to a specific date, but do you think we can look forward to a colored flag status change in an upcoming report in late June, or I'll give you July, sometime in July?
Based on what I'm seeing here, yes.
Okay. Well, we'll look forward to that. Thank you.
Question, Jesse. When we're talking about red flags, it seemed like this is based primarily on a timing issue. But I want to make sure that the red flag doesn't mean concerns over quality of the project. So is the red flag merely timing, fitting the expected due dates, or are there other concerns?
And that's a great question, Director. The timing is related specifically to the schedule. It is really a schedule, and there are some resource challenges. I know Tajik was addressing that Gail referred to that caused the delays, and that's what the red flag was noting, is that there were delays specifically on the employer reporting and the contributions module. So that's the reason for the red flag status, not on the quality as of yet.
Well, okay, so now that just begets another question. So is there a different type of flag or caution system with respect to substantive matters beyond schedule? Or are we going to use the same nomenclature?
Yeah, we have a number of levels. We look at the budget, we look at resources, we look at schedule, and we also identify quality, and we report on all of those. So I'm taking a look at every area with respect to those factors, resources, schedule, quality, and that's what's going to create the red status. At this point in time, the schedule is really what's dictating the red status, not the quality, not the budget, not the schedule. So there will be different factors that I will communicate and update the board as the board needs me to. But I am looking at those as well.
Okay. So essentially, I think the answer is it's the same basic color coding. You're going to do it by subject matter and area, but the same cautionary rules apply, right? Is that fair?
That's absolutely fair.
Okay. All right.
What I'm hearing is that we're not going to be delivery date driven, because it presumes, and I'm sure you're going to be able to confirm this, I'd be surprised if you didn't, that you're not going to say we met the date, but the product was unacceptable. If we've met the date, it presumes that the product that you delivered on that date was acceptable and met the other criteria, right?
That's an appropriate expectation. That's my expectation.
Thank you.
We're not just trying to drive towards a date. We're trying to drive towards quality and the date. So that's what my mission is. That's what our mission has been and will continue to be throughout this project.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, I wanted to make a comment on Siegel as well. Is that, you know, we've talked a lot about the project, but also on the data cleansing side, Siegel is providing regular updates to me on where we're at with data cleansing and, you know, what we're seeing. You know, is there a CICERA staffing issue around this? Is there a ICON issue around this? I am, you know, they are also tracking what's happening with the data cleansing, because it is such a fundamental part of this program and a very high priority hot topic item. So I did want to mention that Jesse's not merely looking at, okay, where are we at with the dollars and the project plan and the quality of the project and the product that Sagitek's delivering, but also, you know, where are we at with data cleansing? How are we with our schedule there? You know, what type of completion rate are we looking at there to ensure that's remains on track is also. So I wanted to mention that.
Okay, thank you. Very helpful.
Yeah.
All right, Jesse, go ahead.
That was my report, Mr. Chair. If there are any other questions, feel free to contact me through Gail. I'm happy to answer any questions after the meeting as well.
All right. So any further comments or questions for Jesse before we turn it over to Sajitek? I'm not seeing anything, but I mean, I'm sure you can tell by the nature of the questions and comments we did have, the level of importance is about as high as it can get for anything. So, and I know you know that. So
nothing more important than this right now. So that's going to be my focus. Thank you for the opportunity.
All right. Thank you, Jesse. All right. So Gail, are we going to turn it over to Sajitek at this point?
Yeah. Let me go ahead and introduce, once I get on the line here, who we have today from Sajitek. We have Piyush Jain. He is the CEO of Sajitek. We have been meeting with him the last couple of days. We also have Subodh Murty, who is in charge of their pension unit. And we also have Casey, who's the Sajitek project manager on this engagement. So at this time, I'll turn it over to Piyush.
All right, welcome.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure to be here. And I think the last couple of days meeting with the entire team, I think has really helped a lot in terms of our communication and collaboration. And I think I hear it loud and clear from all of you that how important that project is. And again, appreciate all the comments that I think Siegel made and from all of you. We are completely committed to the success of the project. And I think I want to assure you that our commitment is on the quality and making sure that the system which we deliver take care of all of the members. So I think that is what our focus is. I'll be first to acknowledge, yes, we have had some challenges over the last couple of months with the staffing, but I think we have geared the team up. We are on the track back. And I think I see nothing but encouraging signs after meeting all of the concerned parties here in terms of how everyone is aligned in terms of getting it done. I can certainly take more questions from on the project from you afterwards, but I would turn it over to our project manager, Casey, who can walk through some of the details of the project in addition to what Siegel already presented. And then if there are any further questions, I can certainly address those.
Great. Thank you. Appreciate your words, Casey. Go ahead.
Good morning, everybody. I'll just share the screen with the presentation now.
All right, looks like we have you up, so we can see it.
Thank you very much. The agenda for the next slide, please. The agenda for the presentation is that we're going to look at the overall performance of the project, how we are progressing through the project, and what are the various milestones and deliverables that we are going to hit the next quarter. And the most concerning thing that we were all talking about, the project resources, we'll take a look at that also. Next slide, please. We'll talk about the project performance. Next slide, please. As you see here, we are 2% short of the initial plan completion versus the actual completion when it comes to the overall status of the project. The phase one, phase two, phase three have been completed as per plan. And in fact, when we were in... phase three, we were ahead of schedule. But right now, when we look at it, we are a bit, behind schedule. Phase four is talking about imaging implementation and image migration. This phase is happening parallel to phase five, which is the actual implementation of the BAS core solution. We are a bit delayed in terms of phase four implementation. We are at 70% when compared to the plan, 81% to be completed there. But that is, we can overcome that delay easily because we have multiple resources being put on that particular implementation, and we will pull up the schedule pretty fast. In case of phase four, this is the place where we are actually talking about the three major pilots that we are going on with for the implementation of the line of business solution. And this is the place where we are seeing delay because of resources as well as certain aspects of the project implementation part, like reviews, going a bit slower than expected, because as we are all interested in getting the best quality product out, we are also trying to spend enough of time on not only designing, but reviewing everything that is designed to be, you know, effective. As a result of the delay, the projected go-live date that we are seeing today is November 16th. The original baseline date was September 5th, but will be probably delayed by 2 months. This is what we have actually indicated in the last meeting when we had the problem with the resources. So we are still going with the 2 month delay. And the final go live is the member self-services piece that we will go live in February of 2024, 14th February to be precise. And this is in comparison with 8th January of 2024. Next slide. As I indicated earlier, phase one, phase two, phase three are completed. In phase four, which is imaging implementation and image migrations, we have completed 70%, which includes the completion of the design of the ECM system. And we are currently working towards the integration, design of integration of the ECM with the line of business solution, which is a PS system. And we are also working towards getting the pilot migration of the images from the legacy imaging system into the COFAX system. That's where we are. And next slide, please. When it comes to the actual line of business solution implementation, we are at 28% complete. We are at the fag end of the design when it comes to pilot one. The pilot one is all the membership related. We are at 9 modules completion and elaboration and design. We have one module which is being discussed currently in terms of design. In terms of development, we have completed 7 modules and 2 modules have yet to be started. One module is currently being implemented and we'll be starting those 2 modules based on the progress that is being made in the design. In terms of data conversion, we have 4 modules that don't require data conversion. And we have completed 2 modules. There are 3 modules that are being done in, they're in progress. And one module has yet to be started. Testing is 4 modules completed and 5 modules have yet to be started. And we are actually doing both the unit and system testing. And at the end of the pilot one, we plan to do a pilot demonstration, which will actually show you end-to-end processes that we have designed in pilot one. Pilot two, we are going to have a kickoff very soon for the pilot two. It is slated, we already had the kickoff on June 6th for pilot two. And this pilot is a very heavy pilot, which has some benefit calculations, pension payment related functionality. It addresses all the major benefit payment pieces. And we will be doing this design in 3 parallel streams during pilot two. The pilot three and pilot four, which follow pilot two, are basically addressing the customer relationship modules, annual processes, and member communications in pilot two, pilot three, and pilot four, it is member self-service. Can we go to the next slide, please? So the planned milestones for the next quarter are completion of all the remaining work in pilot one, which includes completion of design of employer self-service. That is the last module that is left. And we'll be completing the configuration data conversion and QA testing of all the remaining modules in pilot one in the next quarter. For pilot two, we are trying to aim at completing all the 8 functional modules design, and we are trying to complete configuration of the 4 modules out of the 8. And for data conversion, we'll be handling the same 4 modules. In terms of QA testing in pilot two, we'll be handling 2 modules for the next quarter. The next piece is the project resources. We are going to bring in a senior, we already got him. We are bringing in a senior business architect with 12 years of pension implementations experience. And he's coming from another California DB plan. So he brings with him wealth of experience in terms of implementing California plans. We hired a subcontractor who has 8 years of experience, and he will be available for the entire project duration, and he will be working on individual functional modules as a business analyst. We had a small hiccup when we hired two business analyst subcontractor resources. One of the contractor has to leave because of family reasons. So we initiated our contingency plan. We moved in a business analyst from another California-based implementation that Sagitech is doing. And as a contingency strategy, we are actually looking at hiring more people, training them in our product as well as our methodologies, keeping them ready. If at all some untoward thing happens and people leave or something happens, we'll be able to replace them. And there won't be any obstruction or hindrance to the project progress. So that's all I have. And now I will open it for your questions.
All right, are there, you can probably stop the screen sharing because it makes it a little easier to see the gallery. Thank you. Are there any questions or comments on the overview from Sagitech? I'm not seeing any hands up yet, but I guess I would just reiterate what we said at the outset, which is that it, fundamentally there's nothing more important that we're doing than this. It's critical. We have an outdated, antiquated system. I know you all know that, but it's vital that we stay committed to this and have the proper resources, to get it done, and that we reach agreement on any remaining schedule or timeline items quickly. I think probably my reaction is that there's no substitute for an in-person interaction, and I know that we've had a couple of years of weirdness. Our meetings are still held, in the virtual space. So that issue itself, the virtual meetings attenuation that results from that, can often be an impediment to project success on any number of items, and I think it may have caused or contributed to some of the issues we've had schedule wise here. Don't know, but that's just my speculation. But I guess what I would say to all of you is that we've got literally the system riding on this transition to be successful. Whatever it's going to take is going to be necessary. And if there is at any point an issue, or a concern, a hand has to be raised. But that would be what I would encourage you to do. There's no punishment for raising hands, and in fact, the contrary is true. That usually, in my experience with large projects, is that it's when a problem doesn't go detected or is left unsaid or not addressed. It is when things go really awry. So I would encourage us to just keep moving with every available resource you have and with dispatch and with expertise. And if there's an issue, raise a hand. So with that said, Jerry, yes.
Couldn't agree more. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Too many projects, too many things happen in the business environment where someone says they don't like to hear bad news. And so as a result, someone doesn't bring them bad news, which almost guarantees that it will be worse at a later date. So I absolutely applaud that suggestion. If there's something that's amiss, we need to know about it. We need to know about it early.
And as far as Sagitech and this organization, we've made a commitment to Sagitech, and we hope we have the same commitment from you folks. There's an old saying in the sales world that you seldom get a second chance to make a good first impression. So we want to make sure that this works out extremely well for both sides. So in the future, we can give good recommendations on the basis of Sagitech's work product and what we have as an end user. And that's certainly my goal.
Well said. Thank you, Jerry. Any other thoughts or comments?
I would just say that thank you very much for this opportunity. And if we see any kind of red flags, I'm directly in touch with Gail. And I think we have a good communication channel going on. We would not hesitate to raise it up. And I cannot reemphasize in terms of our commitment to the success of the agency. And we will make sure that you have a good product at the end of that you can be proud of and also give us positive references on. So again, thank you very much.
Well, thank you. Appreciate the time and everybody's effort, and go on a hold, Jeff. Let's get back at it. So we appreciate the time you spend here online with us today, and look forward to more interactions and hopefully a positive end. So thank you very much.
Thank you.